I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we can give you free agency updates for the day, and here they are. Because that's what it's kind of been like today, and I know people are waiting on folks like Trey Hendrickson or the snafu that has apparently come up in a potential Patrick Queen trade for the Cowboys, so nothing on that front just yet, and it has been really quiet as opposed to 24 hours ago when, boom, we were off
Kevin,
to the races.
Kevin, I have information.
Oh, my goodness.
The Bills have agreed to terms with tight end Dawson Knox on a 3-year deal.
Okay.
That is not movement, that is re-signing.
Yeah.
But there it is.
That's a thing. That's important.
So, yeah, we're kind of stressing that nothing was happening.
Okay.
And then our friend Kyle Frazier said, I'm glad that jingle stuck in your head.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have definitely been singing that off air as well.
Over and over and over. And I thought for a moment, Kevin,
and
I
maybe said, taking it some weird places.
I said, there's a, I haven't punched you yet in our history of being friends.
Oh, that one time in the hallway.
I didn't.
You didn't. That's true.
But I'm just letting you know.
Oh no. Are we close?
I don't know how much more.
All right.
Because now it's stuck in my head,
okay,
too.
If you could give me, like, a count, and you're like, you have four more.
I wish I had that. You know, I wish I had that, but
right.
I just might snap on me at some point.
Frazier.
I like the Frazier family.
All right. So, we talked about fixing the Stars. We can't fix the Mavericks this season. It can't be done.
Says who?
Says math, I think, at this point.
Oh, okay.
But also says,
but aren't we kind of fixing them by not fixing them this right
See?
Now?
There you go. Well, what I want to know is, because I've come up with, I think, only four.
Oh, I have more.
Okay, great. Which Mavericks players need to be a part of this team going forward? And I want to start, if we can, with cut number six, because I'm really hoping this is somebody that we can all agree needs to be on this team.
Spurs are ready to bring on Keldon Johnson.
Christie
for three and on the money.
Max Christie.
Okay,
Max Christie.
Keldon Johnson. I was like,
no, he is not on our team. But Max Christie is one of the four for me that I think you absolutely have to bring back to this team. Is this going to be one that we can all agree on?
Let me look at my list here, Kevin.
Okay.
He is the number two person on my list.
Me too. Is your number one Cooper Flagg, or are you just trying to irritate? It's a tough day. Caleb Foster got hurt. All right? That did happen in the North Carolina game.
One of his other Duke players can't play in the ACC tournament, and so now he's very concerned. Because when I said he's out for the tournament, Kevin went, what?
Because Patrick Ngongba, and he was on the team last year, and when he said that, I was like, I thought Shire just said he'll be back. Cale Foster's a good defender.
Kevin, Max Christie, and yes, Cooper Flagg is also allowed to stay on this team.
Or else I'd have been like, we have built this team all wrong.
I know. When we asked Michael Finley about kind of the, what's the idea, you know, he obviously was going to, like, we want guys that are hungry to win. Like, that was a big factor for him, guys that want to be part of a team thing. I don't know that that was a shot at Luka, but then he said, but it all can't be one guy. It's got to be a team. We can't have dudes just standing around to shoot. That felt like because that was the design of a Luka offense, is Luka has ball. Whenever he decides to give ball to somebody else, they better be ready to shoot because the clock's probably running out. Or that's what Luka decided for that person was, we don't need a third pass. I'm the assist guy. You get the ball and shoot. This, with Cooper Flagg, looks more like the ball moves a little bit more, and it's not in one hand most of the time. It moves a little bit more, and there's lots of a variety of ways to finish. And that includes having bigs, having smalls, having shooters. You got to have a little bit of everything. So that's what I feel the Mavs want. Max Christie fits that.
Yes.
Super Flagg fits that. I think Najee Harris, ooh, or Najee Marshall fits that as well.
Hold that thought. From the 4-6-9, have you guys noticed how Cooper has been, quote unquote, complaining a lot more even before he got hurt, to the point he had a tech about it? So I think Cooper specifically was talking about the tech, but I think this is encouraging. He goes, I got to be better at slowing down a little bit. I've been playing a little too fast since I got back. I don't know. I was frustrated. Kind of just let it out, and I got to move on. And so it does feel like he like made reference to, yeah, I let it out, got to move on, got to be better, got to play slower. I'm not worried about that long term, but if we get to the point where that starts to pile up, then yes, indeed. And by the way, I see 214-817 Luka. It's not going to happen. Like, we're talking about the players who are on your roster now who need to be part of this team going forward. All right, so we all agree for Cooper and Max Christie, and I think those are the two easiest ones. Now you just mentioned Najee Marshall.
Yeah, I love Najee. He's got some toughness about him that I like having around. Dude can play a variety of spots. Now, I do wonder sometimes because he and Cooper, I don't think he and Max are the same kind of built player, because Najee definitely can get to the basket
that.
A lot
yeah.
better and faster. And he's just very smooth to the hoop. I also like the edge that he plays with. So I think Najee is one of those guys that I'm want to keep this around for this group.
Okay, I co-signed for Najee Marshall. The only concern I had about Najee Marshall is, and this will sound weird, he's 28. Now, 28 is very, very young for a human, but for basketball, when it feels like this rebuild might take a minute, and look, that's the thing that's going to be tough about all of this, is I think Cooper Flagg is the dude. You can build your franchise around him and win titles, but whether you were to get, you know, Boozer, DeBonsa, Peterson, or if you think that we, you know, should be going for some of the point guards, it's going to take a minute, and I don't think like next year you're all of a sudden going to be like a 55 win team or anything like that. So I think it's going to take a minute. And that's why I'm a little concerned about like players that are even a little bit older, because I'm like, are they going to be here for the long haul of our rebuild?
He's the kind of guy, though, Kevin, for me, that at the end of that, we're playing for Najee.
Right.
Or, you know what? We've been working with Najee for a while, and we want to get that guy something he deserves because he's given his heart and soul to this thing. That's, you know, that kind of thing. He's got some leadership qualities I like, but sticking him on this team, Kevin.
Yeah, he's
whether you like him or not.
No, I do like him. He's my third guy, and I only have four.
Kind of sounded like you were saying he was too old.
No,
later down the road,
I said that was my only concern for even a moment, but he still makes the list now.
He's barely, though.
No, look, there's only four, and he's one of the four. That's impressive. Just wait till you hear my last one, and then I'll tell you my last one, and then you can let the implications run wild about everybody who is not on this list. The last person that I think has to be part of this team going forward, Ryan Nemhard. So that's my four.
Ooh.
Cooper Flagg.
Barely made the team.
Max Christie, Ryan Nemhard, and Najee Marshall. Those are the four that I absolutely think have to be on this Mavericks team going forward. The rest of them, there are other players I would like to have, but I am willing to listen.
That's a small ball team right there. Where are you finding beer bigs?
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love, because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Off of some of these other trades I'm about to
You're getting
make.
Boozer also, and you're like, there we go.
I mean, no, that would absolutely be incredible, but realistically...
Which Boozer do you want? You want Cam, not Caden?
Yes. I don't think Caden's going to come out in this draft. I guess he could, depending on how
you
the
want
tournament
together,
goes.
Though?
I mean, sure, they've been together, obviously, their whole life, so that
Duke,
would be delightful.
So.
But you only have one big right now anyway.
I was watching a little special on the Boozer Boys.
Oh.
And you know how when you have twins, they have this, like, you know, unspoken thing?
Yes.
Brothers have this unspoken thing.
I walked in on a pair of...
Okay.
Well, that sounds weird. On a pair of twin boys when I was babysitting, and they were talking in this weird Furby language. Blop, 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 and then they totally knew what each other were saying, and I just walked out of the room, and I was like, oh, crap.
I'll just stay down here.
Yeah.
And, but, like, it was... They asked the question, hey, like, what frustrates you the most? Like, what gets you the most heated by your, about your brother? And he said, I think he probably gets most upset whenever I don't get him the ball early. And Cam came back and he was like, when he doesn't get me the ball early, it drives me nuts. And it makes sense. I got stuff to do. Okay.
I know there are lots of people left off that list.
Nimhard is one of those guys, Kevin, where Michael Finley told us on Thursday he loves the underdog story. And I think we like Nimhard because we've talked to him a couple times. But in addition to that, the dude has worked at every level that he's been asked to work at. And he can do some special things offensively. I'm not sure how I feel about him defensively still. But offensively, I feel like he understands what his role is.
Yeah.
When he's the point guard. Sometimes his role, he's not supposed to score. Because everybody else is supposed to score in this game. And that's just not your night to score because you have to distribute. You have to set up. So I do like Ryan Nimhard a lot. I would love to keep PJ Washington. I would love to keep him. He's on my honorable mentions list. Kevin, I have the same four as you.
Okay, good.
The honorable mentions I have are PJ and Gafford because I had to choose between him and Lively.
Okay.
And injuries were the concern for me with Lively. And the thing I need to figure out is how do I get Lively's trade stock up because Gafford's actually is high.
Yeah, and so the reason why I left PJ and Gafford off the list, and I feel like this has been an undersold story this season, is Daniel Gafford has really regressed. Like, I know he's had injury issues that no doubt contribute to that, but even when he's been out there, he has not been very good. And then PJ Washington, I hate to use this word again, but his three-point shooting has regressed as well. Last year, if you're like, if we can get that three-point shooting PJ Washington, let's freaking go. But it slid back to kind of what it was.
Is it a coincidence that those two regressed and Luka's not here?
I think for PJ...
Gafford gets set up a lot, you know, for his 10-for-10 perfect nights by what Luka did with him. And PJ, three-point shooting, I wonder how much more wide-open shooting he had. I don't have the numbers on that. I need to go check that out because Luka was on the court.
Yeah, it is a little weird because he still shot the ball well after Luka got traded last season, but I think that is absolutely a viable possibility on both of them. It's just if that's going to be the case, and I think that we're still a bit of a ways away, that's why I didn't pick either one of those because of those two specific issues.
But you also didn't pick Lively.
I did not.
And that's...
Yeah,
that's interesting to me. Is this because you have a better LEGO collection than him?
No, I doubt that. And his Pokemon card collection is amazing. It's just...
The injuries?
Yeah, you've gotten to the point where I would be totally good if he stayed on this team. He has loads of potential. He has loads of potential to be that, like, modern big that we all want. He's super young, but, like... Building around him feels, at least at this moment, kind of a fool's errand, right? Because you're building around him to be the dude, and then unfortunately something has happened in the past. Hopefully that won't be the case anymore, but you're already, you know, moving up pretty quickly. We're going to have to make a contract decision about him, and he can't stay out there on the floor, so what's that going to look like?
Yeah.
And that's why
and
I didn't pick him.
You don't think that he's going to try and do a team-friendly, suitable contract, because agents don't allow that.
I mean, and like... And I could see that, right? So, like, his rookie deal, sorry, I keep saying that, is 4 years, $22 million. And so you might be thinking, well, I mean, you've been hurt. You missed a lot of time, and you're restricted. So, you know, let's go 4 for 35 or something along those lines.
Sounds reasonable.
But if another team swoops in and is like, no, yeah, we can go the 4 for 54, 4 for 52, whatever it is, it does feel like it would be super hard to just be, oh, I will turn down your extra $17 million. So I would love for Derek Lively to be here. I don't think it's a must right now.
You know how it looks like NFL right now looks like it's going to shorter contracts so you can get more contracts as the cap goes up. You know, like you're like, hey, I'd take the 3-year deal. You know, 3 years at this price works for me because maybe I can get my last contract. And baseball, with the superstars, it's definitely, we want you for 54 years if possible.
Sure.
And with other guys, it's like, hey, can I, you know, get off this rookie contract and, you know, get an advance early? We were talking about that with Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. Is the NBA in a world where shorter contracts for a guy like Gafford would be better so that they can get that and then maybe take advantage of the next one?
Yes, but I don't think you have all of the NBA teams in agreement. And that's the problem, right? Because if you just have one, honestly just one, but if you have one or two, they can instantly jack that market up and you're like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I thought we were all on the same page here.
I mean, it's fascinating, though, how you just immediately left the first Dookie off, and that is Kyrie Irving. I don't understand.
I didn't pick Marvin Bagley either.
Yeah, but Kyrie's the first one. So what's up with that?
And that's the thing. I still think seeing Kyrie and Cooper Flagg playing together would be super cool. But where are you going to be at come July? You're going to hope that you have a new point guard, right? I guess that's one of the thoughts crossing my mind. If for some reason you win the draft lottery or finish top three and you're like, you know what, we are going to take Boozer and we're going to keep rocking and rolling with Kyrie, I'm fine with that. But I also see a scenario where there's probably four point guards that you can look at in the top 10 and say, I think I feel comfortable taking that guy as my next point guard and riding with that. And then Kyrie is still going to have trade value. That's the thing. There are a lot of players that I would theoretically want to keep, but if I'm going to make my team stronger in other areas, you're going to have to give up on some of these people.
Mm-hmm. No, you're dead on about that.
So unfortunately, I would listen to those offers as well.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.